Andy Brady, good afternoon. After an awful week in London, an anti-knife crime.
Yeah, initiative by the government. 8 young people have been stabbed to death in London in the past week. 8 lives lost because of knife crime. So the government is spending $2.5 million on this campaign called Knife Free, a series of videos which they hope young people in the capital and beyond will watch and stop carrying knives. 8 fatal stabbings in London in the past week.
Yeah, right. Spy cops out of hospital.
Yeah, this is Sergeant Nick Bailey. He was the officer who responded to the emergency call that 2 people were slumped on a bench in Salisbury a fortnight ago. And, of course, we now know that it was a Russian double agent spy and his daughter, and that nerve agent Novichok had been used against them. He has recovered. He looks pretty good. He said he's very, very grateful to the hospital staff, and he says he's completely overwhelmed by the messages of support from complete strangers, the British public, backing the police officer, as they should.
The royal wedding invites have been sent out. Have you received yours yet?
Sitting here in Oxfordshire, looking at the sunshine, waiting for the postie to come down the driveway. You never know. Stranger things have happened. Ollie, if I get an invite, you can be my plus one.
Excellent.
Mate. We'll go and we'll rock up. We'll rock up and see what's happening on May the 19th at Windsor Castle. 600 people who don't know Harry or Meghan will receive invites to that wedding today. And a nice touch, they're printed on English card paper with American ink.
Oh, very nice touch indeed. And Zlatan is leaving Man United.
Yeah, we'll miss his modesty. He was such a humble creature while he was in the Premier League. He's an extraordinary soccer player. He's heading to America by all accounts, and I think a deal will be announced later on today. LA Galaxy seems to be the destination. He had a pretty good time at United, you know, considering he was a bit older and he had some injuries. 28 goals in his first season, and of course he won trophies there as well. So he's still a winner, but United will miss his presence and that ego.
All right, Enda, have a great weekend.
See you, Ollie, and you. Bye, guys.